following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello, Refuge family, and welcome to today's Refuge Daily. For those of you who don't know me, my name is David. I'm the high school pastor here at Refuge, and I get to bring the Devo for you guys today. Not last week, 2 weeks ago, my last Refuge Daily that I did, I really focused on this idea of just being thankful. A lot of us have a lot to be thankful for, even in light of everything that's going on right now. And the one thing that I feel like God highlighted in my life a couple weeks ago, during, again, like I said, my last Refuge Daily, was this idea of being thankful for the time that he has given me. Being thankful as believers for the time he has given us. And there was a couple things that prompted that thankfulness. Just some really good reminders. And so I kind of want to continue on this train of thought for the foreseeable future when I do these, of just different elements that I am thankful for. And again, there are so many, there's countless. We could, each one of us that's listening right now, have a laundry list of things that we are thankful for the Lord. But another thing I felt like God highlighted for me this week, I should say, continuing on this idea of being thankful, is this idea of God, or sorry, I should say, this idea of me being thankful for the fact that God is a God who listens. That God is a God who hears us. And let me elaborate a little bit. Wednesdays, as you guys know, we've been going through Resonance, our concert series. We've been addressing some of the tough questions, or the big questions of life, of the faith. And so, again, as I said, I'm the high school pastor. And so what me and Noah, who's the junior high pastor, decided to do for the youth on Wednesday nights was approach them, get them in a big group. And we had a short little study on what do we do with our doubts when we have doubts and questions? What are we supposed to do with them? And after, we talked about inviting the Lord into the questions, inviting the Lord into the doubts, because all of us have them at times, right? But inviting God into these different things. We then, after that teaching, asked them, we gave them a 3x5 card, and we said, listen, if you have any questions at all in regards to the faith, write them down. For the rest of the summer, we are going to be addressing those questions biblically, and we're going to discuss them. And so it's been a really amazing time that we've been doing that every single Wednesday. But this Wednesday, we went over a question that really pertains to what I'm thankful for today, about God listening and God hearing us. This question was asked, I think, by two different students, kind of different variation, but this is the gist of what it said. How can we be sure that God hears us or listens to us when we pray? Now, before I even go into this, one of the things, too, where I feel like God's been highlighting, my wife and I just recently started a new rhythm of waking up in the morning before our son gets up in the morning and really spending time. We do a marriage devotional. And so this does not supplement our reading of Scripture. But this one's really focused on building up our marriage and supporting the Scripture. And this entire week has been focused on this idea of, it's really been focused on the husband this week, really focused on the idea of like listening. Not just like sitting down and letting somebody talk while I'm like not present, but like listening and hearing. And so that's kind of the backdrop. I'm thinking about, okay, God, I want to be able to listen to my wife better. I want to be somebody who hears her, who's with her, who's present with her, always, right? And then this question came up with the youth of like, how are we supposed to know, or how the heck do we know that God actually listens to us when we pray? Now, something that's quite obvious for the majority of all of us, right? We're not that good at listening. Even some of you that are listening right now that would consider yourselves like, oh, I'm a great listener. We still aren't all that great. We struggle, right? Or I should, maybe I don't want to throw you under the bus. I struggle. I struggle with listening sometimes. I struggle with, because you have to be intentional. You got to sit down, you got to listen, you got to pay attention. And I struggle with that. So I'm not so good at that sometimes, which is quite unfortunate, and I'm growing in that area for sure by the grace of God. But somebody who is always good at listening, at hearing, is God. And the Bible says this over and over and over again. I want to read some of these specific passages in Scripture. Psalm chapter 66, verse 17 through 20. I cried to him with my mouth, and high praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly, God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be the God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Kind of on that same train of thought, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Last one I'm going to reference, Psalm 139. I'm just going to read the first four verses. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down, you know when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path. Am I lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways? Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. That psalm, Psalm 139, in fact, last winter, we went up. I took the youth up to a youth retreat, winter retreat, just our high school group. And we specifically went over Psalm 139, and we just entitled the retreat, Known. And the focus was like, you are completely known by your Creator. You know, he didn't make a mistake when he made you. He didn't, you know, mess up at all. It says that you were formed, that he was in the process of forming you. Right now, I think of my wife, who is 38 weeks pregnant with our son, Aaron. And I know that God, for 38 weeks, has been forming this boy into, like, God, just God knows. He is so involved in the process. This psalm goes on, and we called it Known because I feel like everything within the psalm just speaks of God knowing you deeply. But part of what is spoken in the psalm is the fact that he listens and he hears you. In fact, it says, even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. It's like God knows what we're going to say before we even say it. Not only does he listen to us, but he completely knows us. But I want to backtrack again and go, man, us as people, we can kind of stink at listening, right? But God is not like us in that sense. God is a God who listens. This has been a crazy year, 2020. It's been crazy, right? So many of us have been going through so much stuff, financial, emotional, spiritual, even at times physical. I mean, we've just all over the map. People have been struggling this year. Christians have been struggling this year. And what I find so much comfort in is the fact that the God that we serve, the God that has created us and formed us with intention, as it says in Psalm 139 and countless other places in Scripture, I find comfort in the fact that I'm never alone in those situations. There definitely has been times in the past where you have gone through something and you felt alone and you just wanted to talk to somebody. You just wanted to be heard. You just wanted to be listened to, right? And we felt like we didn't have anybody. That is not the case for the son or for the daughter of the King of God, right? We are heard. We are listened. Or we are listened to. In fact, I heard this quote before. It says, being heard is so close to being loved that for the average person, they are almost indistinguishable. And I mean, I feel like that's true. When I think right now, when I think that the Creator of the universe speaking things into existence so high above me, us. He comes down to his creation and he allows his creation to nail him to a cross, to even have the possibility for us to have access to him in prayer. And this God, who has already gone above and beyond anything we could ask or think, he still listens to us. Like, I already read that last part. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all together. That could be a terrifying reality for some people. God knows everything I say? Yes. God knows everything I think? Yes. So God knows everything before I even say it? Yes. And he still loves you. Man, if some people knew what I thought, they probably wouldn't want to talk to me anymore. Why? Because I'm a sinner, saved by grace, still deep in my sanctification process, right? There's a lot of things that the Lord will need to continue to work out in me, and I know he will, as it says in Philippians 1:6. I know he's faithful to complete what he started. But man, the fact that he knows me, he listens to me, he listens to my prayers, and sometimes my prayers aren't all that great, right? But they're real. But they're real, and he hears me. I am thankful for that. You go and look at different world religions and you see this is something that sets us apart. Our God listens to us. It's not just something we hope for, right? It's not something I believe in because it makes me feel good. I believe in it because it's real. I believe in it because it's real, because it just pertains to reality. God knows all, he hears all, he sees all, and he still wants us, still desires to be with us. He doesn't cast us out. David, you had a terrible thought, or when you were so angry the other day when you were just rambling on in your prayers. David, I'm tired of you, and I'm tired of that. He hears anyways. That to me, guys, and I don't know, maybe to you that's not hitting home like it's hitting home for me, but that is so big for me. That is so big. And for people that sometimes can struggle with, like, that I feel like I have a voice that's not heard, and I'm not saying that's me, but I know that those people are out there. I think knowing the reality that your Creator loves, sees, knows, and hears you and listens to you, I think that should bring massive encouragement. You know, right before I even started this recording, I was praying that this would definitely be for somebody, that this would bless somebody. And so I started praying again, thanking God that he's even listening to me as I'm praying. And I couldn't get far in the prayer before I started asking myself, okay, Lord, thank you. I know you hear me. And I know you listen to me. And then it was a moment of reflection. It was like, David, how often do I listen to you? How often do I listen to you, Lord? I say this a lot, but I want to be marked by that. I want to be somebody who doesn't just sit there and go, God, thank you for listening to me, and I'm just going to stop there. But God, I want to listen to you. I want to listen to you. There was a song, I'm trying to think of the lyrics. Tune my heart to sing your praise. You almost think of like you have to tune your guitar in a proper way. Like, I want my guitar to be tuned into the Lord, if that makes sense. I want, if it's a radio frequency, I want to be tuned in to the Lord's frequency. I don't want to just know that God listens to me, but I want to know that I'm listening to God every single day, moment by moment. And as I said earlier, we're in 2020. This year has been crazy. We need to be people who listen. We need to be people who listen so we can discern, not right from wrong, but right from almost right, you know? Let me pray for us right now. Father, I thank you that you're a God who hears us. God, I thank you, as I said, I mean, throughout our lives, throughout our walks, we've gone up and down. Our prayer life has been awesome at times. Our prayer life has not been great. There's been times where we've been on fire for you, Lord, and there's been times where we feel like it's just a small flame. But Lord, through all of that, you're a God who still is there, and you still listen. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray that you would just be with my refuge family today. And God, for that one, because I believe that there is at least one person this is speaking to directly. Maybe they've been struggling with this exact thought. Is God listening to me? Would you just by your spirit bring comfort and bring assurance to them that, Lord, you do in fact hear and listen to your people. Thank you for that truth, Lord. We love you so much, God. Thank you for being a God who listens. Thank you for being a God who's just God, who's not us, Lord. I pray these things in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Refuge family, I love you. We'll see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.